What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
A rod, you think?
Yeah, with little hangers, you know, where you hang your clothes in the house.
Well, I call it a clothes hanger.
Clothes hanger? Where would you put the clothes hanger in the house?
In the closet.
Okay. What do you call the boards on the side of a house that overlap like these?
Well, we'll call this a weatherboard.
Weatherboarding?
Yes.
And what do you call this place right here that we're sitting in right now?
I'd call this Harrington.
Right here?
Yes.
What do you call it?
Harrington.
Yeah, I mean this little room that we're sitting in right here.
Oh, I'd call this a piazza.
A piazza.
Yes.
That's a pretty name, I think, a piazza.
Yes, yeah, some people call them a porch, but I mostly say
a piazza.
Piazza.
Yeah. What do you call a small piazza? If it didn't have a roof, would you call it something else?
Well, we call it like this. That was a piazza, but it never been covered over.
Uh-huh. But you don't have a word for that particularly?
No.
Like a stoop or a step or something like that?
No.
Wouldn't call that?
What, you sit in a...
Like a stoop or a step or...
Oh, well, you just say, well, I come up that step.
Yeah.
And come into the house
mm-hmm.
on that flat form.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
Because that's all it'll be, a flat thing, you see.
Yeah, right. What do you call a small fenced area near the house where you would keep cows if you had them waiting to be milked?
Cow pen,
yeah.
Yeah.
What would you call a wall or a fence that's made of stone or rock?
You mean around the yard or something?
Yeah, if you wanted to enclose an area and the fence was built of stone or rock, what would you call just that fence?
Well, I'd call that a fence.
Just a fence. You call it maybe a stone fence, would you?
Yeah, a stone fence. Because that's all it could be.
Yeah, that's true. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, some people call them a pail. I'd call that a bucket.
You too.
Yeah.
Would you call it the same thing if it was made out of metal?
Yes, because you had to have a top. I didn't have to.
A top?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's, well, you could call it a lid, see?
Yeah.
If it would be.
But if the bucket is made out of wood, and if it's made out of metal, you would still call it a bucket?
Yes.
Would still call it a bucket?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron utensil in the kitchen that you use to fry things in?
Frying pan.
What do you call that thing in the kitchen sink where the water comes out?
Where the water come out?
Mm-hmm.
A faucet.
And do you call it the same thing if you use it to turn the water on in a barrel? If you had a big barrel and you wanted to get what was in the barrel out, would you call that?
You can call it a spigot.
Spigot. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What would you call that same thing in the yard if you were getting water out of a well?
Out of a well? Well, you'd have to deal it with a bucket.
Yeah, but how would you, what would you call it, a faucet too, or?
No.
What would you call
if
that?
If you draw that water,
yeah.
See, with a rope.
Uh-huh.
See, put a bucket on one end.
Oh, I see what you mean. A regular open well, you would pull it up with a bucket.
Yes.